Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight on Pacific Watch in Vegas, where a hostage situation in an outlying suburb turned positive when the robotic dog working for the police obliged the hostage taker to surrender. No violence, as far as I can tell. I puzzled with my colleague, Jeff Bliss, if it was one of the Boston robotics dogs we've seen working out in the parking lots of Boston these last years. Large thing, much larger than a retriever. Good heavens. Robot dog to the rescue. Give that man a robot medal. And then conversation with my good friend Lorenzo Fiore. He's in Genoa talking about attending La Scala's premiere for the season in Milan last week. La Forza del Destino, Giuseppe Verdi. A very sad story. Everybody dies, including the hero who, in the original version, leaps off a cliff. It's a 4-hour leap off a cliff. But Verdi, La Scala, I've never been there. I've been to Milan, but I've never been inside La Scala. It looks like a stage itself inside. Conversation with Bill Whelan about Trump-proofing the California legislature and all of the laws of California. Very odd. They must not have much else to do. Christmas season, fellas. And then Jersey, everybody's talking about drones, so it may or may not be something real. I asked a colleague of mine, much experience with the Air Force, veteran. We can shoot down anything, he tells me. If it's not shot down, whose do you think it is? Well, that's a puzzle. I like puzzles. Onto the firefight. Syria, HTS, Hayat Tahrir al-Shab, al-Qaeda. Every member is a member of al-Qaeda. They all belong to Turkestan, Kyrgyzstan, the Uzbeks. They're all terrorist gangs. Okay, they stay there, we stay here. But it's al-Qaeda. Let us not pretend this is reformed al-Qaeda. Al-Jabani is al-Qaeda. He once was ISIS. He went with Baghdadi, but now he's back. All right. State Department has rhetoric. Jimmy Tate joins from Lancaster County, where everybody's shopping or dining out, spending money. Jim says one of the tests of extravagance is the imported cheeses at Wegmans. If they're buying good old-fashioned Wisconsin cheese, they're watching their pennies. But if they're buying the fancy stuff, which they are, Jim says, because his sister is a cheese dealer, that means good times are rolling. People feel rich. Super Heavy's ready for the January launch Starship test. 6 or 7, I lose count. This time they're going to try to recapture the Starship. I'm not sure. Bob Zimmerman will know. He reports. And then my favorite story of the week, Ingenuity to Accident Report. Remember Brave Little Toaster on Mars and how it lost one of its rotors, one of its propellers, and it's crashed there, memorialized by the Smithsonian of Mars in the next centuries? Well, there's an accident report. I asked Bob if it was the FAA. He said, no, not qualified. My second hour conversation with my good friend from a long time ago, Craig Unger, the journalist. Craig and I had not been in touch for many years. I remember the 91-92 chase of the October surprise, the allegation that Bill Casey engineered a connivance in the summer of 1980 to give Iran what it wanted, parts for its air fleet and other things, in exchange for them not releasing the hostages until after the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. That was the allegation in 91. And Craig's been on the case ever since, and boy, has he got a story to tell. I recommend the book, Den of Spies. This is the second hour of our conversation. Bill Casey's gone, Ronald Reagan's gone, they're all gone. But there is documentation of a wild ride that summer when Jimmy Carter lost, I think he lost most of the states, I don't remember. And then Peter Berkowitz joins and we talk about the Marxist vocabulary of young people who don't know Karl Marx. Now, Karl Marx was a sloganeer. He wasn't all that well educated. He had a PhD. He had been to German universities. He sponged off his dad and mom. He'd never been in a factory when he wrote the Communist Manifesto, according to reports. He met Engels. Engels had some factory knowledge, but he was an heir. So the workers of the world unite, chains, metaphor. That's sloganeering. It's pretty good, although it's a little tired now. The one I like is expropriate the expropriators, which means steal. Didn't Abby Hoffman say that much better? Steal this book, Once Upon a Time. Anyway, Peter Berkowitz and I enjoy ourselves. Sense of humor. People have vocabulary tricks, and it's fun to follow them, especially if it's not natural. If it's not your generation, it's fun to see other generations have these certain secret meanings. The Inflation Reduction Act. Now, that was not about inflation. I knew that. But I thought it was to reward certain industries. Turns out it's also to punish certain industries, according to Richard Epstein, especially big pharma, capping prices. How they get there is a little roundabout. But Richard lays it out in a new essay. For Civitas Institute, Richard's new home, University of Texas, Austin. Glamorous, lots of money, big time, Texas. Going all libertarian, wonderful. Libertarians are gravitating to the University of Texas. And there must be some Texas metaphor, like something to something. And then finally, we talk the pardon power, which is absolute. Richard can't crack it. It can be abused, but it can't be cracked. And Biden can pardon whoever he wants, including himself, including his brothers, forever, for anything they did, X, Y, and Z, the way he did for Hunter. Nothing to be stopped about it, just admire it. Biden is a politician who knows how to take care of his people. Good for him. Much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, especially the accident report for Ingenuity from the surface of Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.